It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Oh, I'm just realizing something.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Well, hold. Kelly is home, so he's on the Zoom.
I'm on the Zoom.
Yeah, and Greg Rosenthal is supposed to be on the Zoom. And I don't know how I can make that happen.
Oh, you can't double Zoom it?
I can't double Zoom it.
Oh.
So I'm going to see if I can have him. Hold on here.
Uh-oh. Will you tell me if I got to bounce?
No, I don't want you to bounce.
I just want you to gather the important information that I need for this NFL
season. No. I want you
well,
to,
you should
I want
be
you to
a,
do this.
If anything, we got to ditch roadkill.
I'm
going
to ditch me.
No, I can't do that. I'm going to ditch. Sure. I'm going to switch him to the phone. So hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second.
We know what we're thinking for the NFL season. And obviously, the Patriots are not going to be on the top, which we are so used to being at.
And I think, would you take right now the over or the under based on their preseason win estimate of 4.5?
I had seen them, like, after looking at, I think, 5 wins. So I'm going to take the over of the 4.5.
If I had to, I would not take the over.
You would not. See, I see 5. There's always a team that's going to... Okay, so say we lose the first 4 games. We're going to play a team that's coming in undefeated, thinking, and we get that freak game that we're like, wow, we beat a team that was undefeated. Like, you know what? That always happens in the season.
Yeah.
I'm going to be positive, Kelly, and think that we're going to get 5 wins.
I reached out and I'm waiting. Okay, good. All right, they're calling. Okay, good. We got it squared away. You're on the phone. Good. Thank you. We were ready. Okay. We're having a Zoom problem, so we got to do
no
it on the
problem.
Phone. There
no
we go.
Problem.
Thank
here,
you.
Let me put him through.
Thank you. Greg Rosenthal from NFL Daily. We're just talking about you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
I'm doing good. So I got to say, welcome to New England. We are, I feel like we should put together some sort of care program for our
upcoming season.
Our upcoming football
our
season.
Our upcoming couple of years, maybe.
Because, Greg, we haven't had a forecast like this up here in New England football-wise in a very long time. Agree?
Yeah. It's different, but I grew up in Massachusetts, and I just think Patriots fans, they need to calm down. They need to be grateful. I'm telling you, have a quarterback. Drake May is going to be that guy.
Well,
and
I hope so.
You're not going to win a lot of games, but he's going to be great.
You think so for this year? I mean, I don't. Obviously, we don't know how often he's going to play, if he's not going to start coming up next week. But we, Kelly and I, were just talking that the over-under for the Pats is 4.5 wins for the season. I think they're going to get 5 wins. Kelly Brown thinks they're going to get less than the 4.5. Where are you standing?
I would go over. The reason it's so low is because they have the hardest schedule in the league. One of the hardest schedules on paper I've ever seen. Now, sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but man, it is brutal. That said, like, I think they have a better than average defense. They'll play with cohesion. Their offensive weapons around their quarterbacks are actually a little better than they've been the last couple of years. The major question is obviously the offensive line, the offensive coaching staff. But I have some faith that as this season gets going, they'll figure things out. And, yeah, maybe Drake May is not ready to go carry a team to a playoff appearance, but I'm telling you, I think they got the right quarterback. I think they got lucky, actually, that Jaden Daniels went a pick ahead of him. And I think in 5 years, everyone's going to realize, oh, yeah, that was a fun rookie season where we saw that we actually have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe we only won 5 games, but it was like when Dick McPherson was the Patriots coach. We were happy to win 5 games back then. It was fun.
This is Greg Rosenthal, one of the hosts of the podcast, NFL Daily. Kelly Brown is at home and on the Zoom this morning. So go ahead, Kelly. What do you got for Greg?
Well, Greg, first of all, you're making me feel good about Drake May. But I have 2 things to watch this year. You know, the Patriots, I don't have too much good positive vibes about them, but I am rooting for the Jets to implode big time with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. What is your outlook on the Jets?
I'm a hater too, and Rodgers is just an annoying guy to cover, but fascinating and, you know, such an incredible player for most of his career and yet unpredictable. He didn't play that well in 2022 for the Packers. So I think if you're a Patriots fan who wants to root against the Jets, hold on to that because the last time we saw him, he was 38, not coming off an injury. and he didn't play very well, and they have a lot of ifs and buts, and can the offensive line stay healthy? Can Mike Williams stay healthy? Can Aaron Rodgers move enough in the pocket? Can he avoid hits? Can their defense be as good as it's been the last few years? On paper, they're a little thinner up front than they were, so I think it's more likely than not that it doesn't go well with all the pressure there in New York, and that they don't make the playoffs, and that it does crash and burn. But there is a scenario. They have a lot of talent where it can work out pretty well. It's a tough division, though. And to me, they are not the favorites, despite what the odds makers say.
Greg, you know, it's funny, because my thing has always been with guys like Aaron, and I agree with you, he's annoying. When you get known more for the things you say off the field than you are doing on the field, that's when I kind of will let you go. You know what I mean? Like when you become more of a character and a caricature than somebody who's really playing the game well, I'm going to move along. I got annoyed with him, and I'm all set with Aaron Rodgers. I got nothing for him. That's me. That's where I'm at.
Well, you know, if you think about it, not that many teams were trying to get Aaron Rodgers
right
when he went from Green Bay to the Jets. It's just easy to forget. And the reports have been that he's looked good in training camp. I really was curious to see those. It's a little different when you're playing live, and he'll be on Monday Night Football in week one against San Francisco. That's when we'll find out. But I'm with you. It was kind of a desperation scenario for both sides, Rodgers and the Jets, that has not worked out for the Jets well over the years.
So when the season's starting next week, obviously, I mean, what are you looking for? But obviously the Chiefs, you know, everybody's talking about the Chiefs again, Mahomes, and obviously deservedly so. But who do you think is going to surprise people this year? That's what I want to know.
Okay. In the AFC, you know, the Colts come to mind. I think they're really talented up front on both sides. That's really where I look to find surprise teams. Who's got a good offensive line? Who's got a good defensive line? The Colts, I think, are great there. I really like their coach, Shane Steichen. I mean, he scraped out 9 wins with Gardner Minshew as his quarterback last year. Anthony Richardson is really talented. So that's a division that nationally hasn't gotten a lot of attention over the years. Week one, Texans, Colts, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson. That's some of the future of the position. You still have Trevor Lawrence there. It's a fun division. And those two teams, I mean, the Texans are fantastic. The talent that they have on their team, the Colts, like
right.
That to me is kind of the next generation of guys that gets me excited in week one.
So you're one of the hosts of NFL Daily. My question is, do even the guys on the show, like, because Kelly is a rabid, you know, DraftKings guy, betting on sports. So is Laura. And, you know, the stigma that used to exist around betting on sports is long gone, as long as you're not playing for the team. Do the guys on the show, is everybody playing it?
Well, you know, we play fantasy. We work for the NFL, so we're not allowed to.
Okay, all right. That sucks.
That sucks.
Kelly's like, that sucks.
I'm never working for the NFL.
right. Okay, so we've established who you're pulling for, who you think is going to surprise people. Who would you not be surprised, other than Aaron Rodgers, you think could be a bust?
I'd go, if I want to go big here, 49ers and Cowboys in the NFC. And by the way, like, even though we're not allowed to bet, I host a show on the NFL Network called Game Day View, where we're picking winners and, you know, the spreads on the board. So life has changed a lot in the last 5 to 10 years for the NFL.
Right.
They still don't mind. It's just we can't do it on our own. And so if I was picking some unders before the years, to mention disappointment, I'd go under 49ers, 11.5 wins, under Cowboys, 10.5 wins. I think these are two teams that both are a little thinner. They've lost talent. The coaching staff is trying to figure out how to make it work with guys that aren't as experienced, a lot of guys who want more money. And so they're two teams that have been great the last few years that, to me, could struggle in the regular season.
There you go. All right, Greg, the podcast, NFL Daily, you can check it out. Greg, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Enjoy the season, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
You got to take care. He's on a schedule, so I had to cut him. Sorry, did you have another question?
Not being able to
bet.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oof. Sucks.
What the hell's wrong with this world, Kelly, huh? When people who work for the NFL can't bet on teams. What the hell is going on here?
It's not even like he's got, he has no sway.
Maybe he has his wife place the bets.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Everything. We live in a changing world. Even Scotty's betting on games.
Yes, even I am.
the Caligula games.
Yep. Girls rugby.
He's betting on those.
Damn right.
Yeah, can we just talk about that for a second? We never saw that.
September issue of Sports Illustrated.
Dude.
You're going to want to buy it.
I saw pictures of Ilhan Omar, of course, out of Vermont, a rugby player, Olympian, a gold medalist, a silver medalist, excuse me, first time they ever won a medalist. And she's...
Bronze.
Was it right? That's what I meant, Bron. Sorry. That's impressive, dude.
Yes.
She is an impressive woman. Forget the body. She's an impressive woman, period. I love her attitude. I love her approach. I love her screw you attitude kind of thing she has to the naysayers.
Yep.
She's fun to watch.
Yes, she is.
She's a lot. She's up front and outgoing and kind of in your face, and I like that about her.
I agree, but Sports Illustrated.
What did you send me?
I sent you a couple of photos of the Sports Illustrated.
They're not nude, right? This is not like Sports the Julian. Huh?
She's Sports Illustrated. So it's the bathing suit issue.
Right.
Not the body one.
The ESPN body issue is when like Julian Edelman didn't have clothes on.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't send you that.
Yeah, she's Scotty likes him some female back muscles.
This woman is going to tell you what to do.
And the more we know Scotty, Laura, I think we would agree that he likes a woman to get bossy in bed.
Yeah,
I just you know what? I'm appreciating.
He's not a panty sniffer.
No, but he. It makes me think.
Oh, maybe he is. I'm sorry.
We don't know that.
Okay. You know, I got the raised eyebrow. Okay.
20 years ago when I met you, never thought you'd be like maybe in the to dominatrix and all that stuff. But I have a feeling.
No, see,
the
no.
Way
I agree with you.
You like a tough woman.
I'm not, but I just, I appreciate a woman that can kick your ass.
Scotty.
Yes.
We live in 2024.
It's okay.
It's all on the table. It's all game, you know? Whatever you like is what you like, and good for you.
I would tell you.
Well, the way
you
pick the women, you can tell which kind of women could toss you, and you like that.
You've met my wife. Amy's not like that.
All right, let me ask you something. Okay, take Amy out of the picture now. We're not talking about Amy. You're single Scotty. Roaming the wild jungle, okay? It's at you. Wait, that was nice, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
I saw you work that out. A little burp in the background. Would you honestly tell me if you like to be dominated by a woman in this, like spanking and
yes,
all
I
that?
Yes, I would tell you that.
You swear to God, you would tell me.
I would tell you that. Yeah,
okay.
I think I've been pretty honest with you guys when it came to.
Did tell me that, and you said don't say anything, I would never say anything.
Yeah, no, I appreciate a strong woman.
Yeah,
I know. I just you're attracted to
women
manly,
that can bench press.
I was
going
to say manly or woman.
But that's because she's not muscles. Doesn't mean she's not. She's manly.
Well,
you know.
Yes, that's I've seen.
Maybe
the
physically
manlier than
manly.
He is. Yes,
I'm going to defend. I'm going to defend her.
Maybe I want to be the short spoon. I mean, the small spoon. Sometimes
I know and, you do. I see the women that you tend to.
He likes dominating.
Yeah,
women,
you
dominating women.
And maybe women that don't want to love him or his body parts.
In the single years, Laura knows this is true. Kelly knows it too. In the single years, Scotty and I went to a convention, and there was a woman probably 9 or 10 seats down this row of seats with and Scotty could not take his eyes off her because she had like a T-top on, like what do you call it? It's kind of like a tank top,
yes.
But it's not.
Yep.
It goes straight to a little strap down the back.
Yes,
what are those called, Laura? Like it's a tank top, but it's one strip down the back.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
It's a T top, whatever.
Yeah.
And she had shoulders, and that dude couldn't focus for shit for the entire afternoon. And she was 10 people to the right.
Yeah,
he just knew she was there. He's not like he could look in front of him and see her back muscles. He saw the back muscles, and she was down there, gone for the day. Gone for the day, Scotty was. They ran out of tissues in the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't know why happened.
No,
the whole container was full early on.
Oh,
and then he had a cast on his wrist.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on there.
Up to that point, the story, totally
but
true.
But everything else was true.
Yes.
Everything else was true.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, you like what you like,
yes.
Man. Good for you.
We can find things, interesting. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
You want to move on?
No, I'm happy with Amy.
No, I meant.
Well, I didn't know what you meant.
I was going to change the subject and get it off of you. We can go cooking.
Yeah, let's get it
off.
I thought that's where you were going with Amy. That's what I thought you were going.
Let's go shopping. Let's get it done.
Time to go to the grocery store here, switching gears. Cooking on.
on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget.
I like it.
Now Laura says the full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Laura J. Boyce cooking on a budget. A Quinn Martin production. Ladies and gentlemen. Why? They don't have sale flyers anymore. You don't need them. You know why? Because you got Laura Boyce.
Well, they do have them.
Who's
I research them for you.
I never see them. But Laura J. Boyce does it all for you. She tells you what's on sale. And then at the end, she tells you about what you can do with the stuff that's on sale. And not only does she talk to you about it here and give you the ideas, she writes it all down and puts it on her page at morningbuzz.com. So here is this week's Cooking on a Budget.
Greg, food
Rejoice
for you.
Rejoice the boys.
Mm.
Oh, I know you love pretzels. I know you love bagels. I know you love hot dogs. Well, Nathan's has these pretzel and bagel all beef dogs. So kind of like Roadkill likes the, what's Stu at offer you? A corn dog.
Corn dog.
Now they have, Nathan's has pretzel dogs.
I would eat those.
And bagel dogs.
And I know they wouldn't be good, but I know, I'd eat them.
But I thought of you when I saw it and
good
I go,
for you,
if there's somebody that should try these this weekend, Labor Day. It's end of summer.
Oh, definitely do it.
$6.49 for the box of them. It's Nathan's puts them out. You should try it. They're at Market Basket.
Think about
Sale
it.
Sale starts on Sunday.
No, you think
pretzel,
about it.
Pretzel and mustard.
Yep.
Hot dog and
oh,
mustard.
I know.
Winning.
I even said, wow, I could see myself, yep. And I would want a spicy brown mustard for it. I think it would be really good.
I agree.
So that's at Market Basket. Kelly, your beer sales of the week at Market Basket. You have your Sam Adams, Corona, Heineken, Stella Artois, Blue Moon, Amstel Light, Twisted Tea, and all those, and Downy Cider 9-packs are $14.99.
The only thing is I don't even feel like drinking beer.
Oof.
It's terrible.
You've got to be sick.
So I have a question because I, you know, won't have beer during cold or wine or anything, but I love a nice hot toddy. I love whiskey anyways. I'm a big bourbon drinker. So hot honey, hot whiskey, you drink that in, and it really releases everything. And put you to bed.
Maybe I'll just heat up a beer.
Ugh, okay. Roadkill, sweet of the week. Market Basket. I know this is strange, but you know, I don't know if you guys go in the candy aisle or the candy register.
No, I don't go to the candy aisle.
But do you see the candy bars, how much they cost at the register these days?
Yep.
$1.50, $2.
I'm shocked at the
ridiculous prices.
Well,
yeah.
two for a dollar at Market Basket this week. 100 grand, Baby Ruth, Crunch, Butterfinger. And your Kinder Bueneros, my kid loves because you open it up and there's a prize inside. They don't even eat the candy. But two for a dollar candy bars, like that's back in the day prices.
Pretty good deal.
Yep. So on your way out of Market Basket this week, no, you can get your Butterfinger for 50 cents.
It is when you roll up to the kid and you think, I'm just going to grab a Snickers, and they say that's $1.90. You're like, what the?
$2.48 was one. The
stupid.
Last one I got, I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
no.
So you stick to these four this week, and you're going to get them for 50 cents. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. You can go to Market Basket for grab and go fruit cups. Mom might like this too, Kelly. 99 cents. You can get your pineapple, your cantaloupe, your watermelon, or your fruit salad. The 99 cents grab and go fruit cups. Hannaford, right. Your sales end on Saturday. You have your bone in strip steak, $6.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Your local Gulf of Maine all natural Atlantic salmon, $7.99 a pound. 16 20 count extra large shell on raw shrimp, $7.99 a pound. Sweet corn at Hannaford, six for $2. You were talking about local farms. Most of the Hannafords work with a farm that is local to them. They're not going the 60 miles away. They are local. Chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. Ben and Jerry's is on sale at a lot of places this week, Kelly. Two for $6 at Hannaford. Red raspberries and pineapples, two for $4. Your mini watermelon or cantaloupe, two for $5. Cape Cod potato chips, $2.50 a bag. Green grapes, $1.99 a pound. Your Kona Big Wave at Hannaford, Kelly's, $14.99 a pound if you want that for warm beer. Thomas's English muffins, two for $6. Family pack sirloin steak, $9.99 a pound.
They forget the big Thomas's English muffins, extra large ones. They're like, you could do a sandwich, doesn't you know what I mean? It's sandwich size. It's really good.
Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. You had your California green grapes there, only $1.29 a pound. Nectarines and plums, also $1.29 a pound. Cantaloupe, $1.89 each. Large whole seedless watermelon, $4.65. Jamaican jerk chicken skewers, $4.49 a pound. Seasoned brisket, $5.79 a pound. And it's really good. I bought some. Tasted awesome. Seasoned steak cut fries, $2.49 a bag. Assorted fresh guacamole, $2.39. And your 8-inch garden mums, only $4.99 assorted colors. So, Kelly Brown, if you want to decorate your front steps, which I know you like to do for mom, mums at only $5 each, which is
Oh, the mums. Yeah, fall. Yeah. It's like late September. I don't get the urge to do it now.
Yeah. I like to decorate her back steps.
But it is a good time, though, to buy if you want a good sale and a nice blooming mum. Now, your Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. Yeah. They're doing the For You sale, but they're doing 4 days only for the Labor Day weekend. So you got to get these sales Friday to Monday. You have your beef T-bone or New York strip steak or lamb loin chops, only $6.97 a pound. And these are all limited items. Sweet corn at Shaw's, 17 cents each. Green seedless grapes, $1.27 a pound. Easy peel raw shrimp, $5.97 a pound. Your Nabisco snack crackers or goldfish. Goldfish, Greg.
Goldfish.
On sale.
Yeah, I know, but I want the Bay, Old Bay stuff.
I'm looking today. You know. Your Lay's, your Snyder's, your Cape Cod, your Planters peanuts, and your Santitas. Nacho chips, $2.27. Cabot bar, shredded or sliced cheese, $1.97.
Santitas, by the way, good chip.
Yeah. Friendly's ice cream or novelties, only $2.77. Lando Lakes butter, $3.97. Then you have your Tide, your Downy, your Bounce, all washing scents and softeners and rinse and refresh at $9.94. And then a bunch of beers on sale, beers that Kelly might not like, but still a good deal. Pabst, Natural Light, and Busch, $14.99. Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 30 packs, only $10.99 for the holiday.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yep. And,
I'll drink a Bud once in a while.
We always have a 30-pack of Bud and a 30-pack of Coors Light that just stay in rotation in the fridge for somebody that just wants to come over, maybe not a big beer drinker, just wants something cold. And then Kelly, Sam Adams at Shaw's, only $12.99 with the $3 digital rebate. Other deals at Shaw's.
I know somebody who has that.
Too bad.
And maybe they could get some for me.
Too bad I get it for myself. Other deals, right. Watermelon, 59 cents a pound. Oscar Mayer, Smithfield Bacon, and your Nathan's Beef Franks, $4.99. Snack or Colossal Cake Slices, Roadkill. Buy one, get one free.
Okay.
Your Thomas's English Muffins there, buy one, get one free. Hamburger and hot dog buns for the holiday weekend, only 99 cents each. Hostess Bag Donuts, Roadkill.
Okay.
$1.99 a bag. And your Friendly Sunday Cups, I'm sure you enjoyed these. There was a lot of sweets I could have given you this week. I don't know if you've ever seen the Friendly's Cup Save in the ice cream section.
Yep.
$10 for $10 at Shaw's.
Okay.
So you could do a Snickers. You could do any of the chocolate fudge. Your sparkling ice drinks, $10 for $10. Now we'll head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. 85% ground beef, $3.99 a pound. Your fresh pork St. Louis ribs, $3.49 a pound. Chicken thighs or drumsticks, $1.49 a pound. Cheez-Its, $3.99 for the 12 packs. Thomas's English muffins there, 2 for $5. Poland Springs Water, Greg, on sale, 3 for $12. Ben & Jerry's ice cream at Market Basket is 2 for $7. Your salad blends, 2 for $4 with varieties, 7 varieties. Alfresco chicken sausage or the chicken meatballs, only 2 for $7. Your tortillas chips, which I love, 2 for $6. And Lay's potato chips, 2 for $4. And Doritos, only 2 for $7.
Yeah.
Now the recipes for the week. Appetizer shrimp bites, really great. I was going to a party a couple weeks ago, decided to make these. You make firecracker saltines, and on top you're putting a layer of whipped cream cheese, hot red pepper jelly, and a shrimp that's been cooked and then basted in a mixture of lemon, parsley, dill, and top it on top with, oh, it's so good. And then for camping season, it is still camping season, I'm going this weekend, open-faced dumplings. We went to New York City. My kids realized how much they love dumplings. These are dumplings that you can do on the Blackstone. They're so yummy and delicious, and all that Asian flavor you love.
Which means if you can do them on a Blackstone, you can do them in a frying pan too, right?
Yeah, you can do them on your skillet inside. But so open-faced dumplings.
There you go, everybody. Go to Laura's page, morningbuzz.com.
Let's
if you need any of that detail. I know, I'm starving now.
I am too. I'm going to go eat before a meeting.
That's it for today. We will see you tomorrow at 5:30. Same bad time, same bad channel. See you then.